Translation. To deliver all fallen souls, the Lord traveled from country to country. He personally tasted the transcendental pleasure of devotional service, and he simultaneously spread the cult of devotion everywhere. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally traveled to different regions of India to spread the bhakti cult throughout the country. He also personally relished the transcendental activities. By his personal behavior, he has given an example for devotees to follow. That is, one should broadcast the cult of devotional service. He specifically instructed his devotees to enjoin all Indians to broadcast this message throughout the world. Because at that time the Lord could not personally travel to other parts of the world, in this regard he has left two instructions. Which one is the first one? Everybody knows that one. You say. You got in front of you. You know the one. Bharata Bhumite Kaila Manushya Janma Yara Janma Sartaka Karakara Paraupakara. All Indians should seriously take up the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and should perfect their lives by adopting the process of devotional service. After perfecting their lives, they should broadcast this message all over the world for the welfare of all human beings, para upakara. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, 941. A Vaishnava is especially interested in para upakara, doing good to others. Prahlad Maharaj was also interested in this. He did not want to be delivered alone. Rather, he wanted to deliver all fallen souls who are bereft of knowledge of bhakti and who misuse their intelligence for the temporary benefit of material body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted his mission spread all over the world. Prithivite acheyata nagarati grama sarvatra pachara aibe mora nama. In every town and village, the chanting of my name will be heard. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to broadcast his message throughout the world. By his mercy, people are taking this movement very seriously. Indeed, our books are extensively distributed in the Western countries, especially in America and Europe. Even the ecclesiastic orders in these countries are appreciating the value of the Krishna consciousness movement and are ready to unite for the highest benefit of human society. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may therefore take this movement seriously and broadcast it throughout the world, from village to village and from town to town, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. End of purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord himself came to this world to taste something that that actually it's not very much tasted in the spiritual world. You may think, you know, it's a sacrilege, I'm saying such a thing. But it's a fact. In the spiritual world, everything is complete. Spiritual happiness, it's reached the highest pinnacle. But there is something missing, which is the taste of giving from the Lord himself. Of course, He's always reciprocating with his devotees. But in the spiritual world, he's always in the mood of receiving. Everybody's serving Krishna. And between Krishna and the devotees always win. You know, they're flooding him with so much love and service. So the Lord, he feels in one sense inadequate, you know, that he cannot reciprocate properly. So what to do then? So he comes down here and gives pleasure to his personal associates by his transcendental activities. And also he very much wants to taste the mood of the devotees that is going on in the spiritual world of serving him, giving. Because giving is the nature of the soul. You cannot separate the tendency of giving from the soul. Just like you can't separate water from being wet or being liquid. So Krishna comes to taste, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this mood of giving, but not just to his devotees, but also to those who are very, very thirsty and who are lost into the desert of illusion. Dark. There is no prospect, there is no light. People, somehow or another, we have fallen into this desert, out of this Asuric Bhava, you know, being a little bit jealous of God. And God, being very merciful, he says, okay, you won't enjoy like me, so go to this world and you can imitate me. And that's the place where we display our godlihood activities. Due to the fact that we are a little bit jealous of Krishna, that's what we read this morning. There was two sentences this morning. One was that Srila Prabhupada said, we go out to deliver people who are thieves. Everybody's a thief in this world. People, they may think, you know, I'm not a thief. You know, I never stole anything in my life. But this body, it's the prison uniform. Anyone who can touch his body made out of flesh, bone, blood, that is the proof that we are thieves. Because this is the uniform that we wear in this world. If we were not thieves, then we wouldn't be coming into this Durga prison house. So Prabhupada mentioned about thieves and what else? Everybody is what? Envious, yes. That was those two sentences. This morning, due to this little bit of jealousy, somehow or another we have fallen into this world. And Krishna, being the Ahambija Pradapita, very, very kind, merciful, always very loving, just like sometimes the sun, he displays a little bit of imitation. He wants to imitate the parents. Or he has a little bit of jealousy towards his big brother or big sister or the father or the mother. But the parents, they don't take it seriously. They let him fulfill his desire or her desire. But the parents, they never think, since you are envious of me, so therefore you're not anymore my son. They don't think like that. So what to speak of Krishna, who loves us millions and millions of times more than our parents loves us? Ahambija Pradapita. When we die and leaves this world, that's it. Our relationship with our parents is finished. We may find a new set of parents from the 8,400,000 species of life. But the Lord Krishna remains in our heart as the original father. And therefore, he never abandons the living entity, whether they are liberated or whether they are imprisoned. He comes and he sends his messenger to this prison house, just like sometimes parents, they come to the prison, they see the relative in prison, they bring some food, something, or some, they give him some encouragement. But the devotees, they do the same thing. We go out into the those different cells, and we find the people, they are imprisoned by lust, anger, envy, madness, ignorance. And somehow or another, we bring them something. We bring them the message, the calling of God, the message of their father. Please, behave nicely and come back. He's waiting for you. That's actually the message from the books. We are helping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do this specific thing. To go out facing all the tribulations of this world, different pain that we go through. The mind, the body, the weather. Those are all austerities, but they are embraced by devotees. They are overcome out of love for the living entities, for our brothers and sisters. Because we understand they are actually part and parts of our Father. So you don't just develop affection and love for the devotees in the temple. That's good. But that is not enough. One should understand also that there are so many other brothers and sisters who are suffering the pain of Maya. So, and we should not be discouraged by the difficulty, the pain, the austerity that we go through. It is not a very simple thing, very easy thing to preach, to distribute book, to do what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. It's quite an austerity because you have to put your private interest in one side. What does mean book distribution, preaching, Harinam? It means that you minimize your bodily maintenance and you increase your spiritual activities. So you have to put aside selfishness, whether or not you feel good or bad, whether or not you know you are peaceful in your mind or agitated in your mind, whether or not you are feeling lusty, angry, or greedy, or whatever. When we preach, actually we transcend all this material pain. And devotees, they don't take seriously the pain, because pain is part of life, is not a way of life. Sometimes people, they identify with, they think, oh, it's too painful to do a stay, to get up early in the morning or to go out in this weather. You can see frost in the morning. People, they just like a rabbit, they dive in a hole and they don't like to get out. The rabbit puts the head up. If the weather is good, you know, then he comes out, you know, and eats some grass, but then goes back into the comfort, warm, how do you call it, cave. But devotees, they're not like that. They're like, what do you say? They're actually like free birds. birds, you know, they're always around. You know, whether the weather is bad or is sunny or is mild or is frosty. So pain is a part of life, part of this material life. It's not a way of life. The way of life is what we are teaching people from these books, Transcendental Happiness. Because when you go out and preach, many of you have experienced that it's just like, you know, when you dive into the cold water in the month of May, for example, or June. The water is very cold, but some people they touch with the feet, oh, it's too cold. And it takes a long time to slowly go in the water, because they're afraid, you know, the body's been attacked, you know, by the cold temperature. Whereas sometimes you see a child running towards the sea, he dives into the sea, and then, after a few seconds, it doesn't feel the cold anymore. And it becomes one with the temperature. And we've seen children, then they start to play in the water. So book distribution is like that. Or preaching, going out and preach, anything you do. It's like if you dive into it, you may feel, you know, the attack of the little breeze or little something, the cold reaction of the material energy. But then, you know, you start to play. Then book distribution, it becomes enjoyable. No matter if the weather is very frosty, or if your mind, you know, is attacking you, or the people, they're adverse towards you. That's how devotees, they do big on Sankirtan, because they transcend this pain, which is, they understand, is a part of life. You know, people, they have to go to work anyway. They have to face, you know, the temperature, they have to face the problems with their mind, they have to face the problems with their wives, the children, or the boss at work. He may not like you, he gives you a hard time, and other colleagues. There are three types of suffering that we have to face every single day. And no one of us is free. Adi bodhika, adi devika, adi atmika. And every day, as soon as you wake up, they're there to serve you. You can't just dismiss them. It's impossible. Once we accept this prison uniform, which is this body, then along with it there is a punishment, which is adi devika, adi bodhika, adi atmika. Suffering from other living entities, you cannot avoid it. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Suffering from the mind and body, and suffering from the demigods, nature. Like we were talking about the weather, all these things, they're not natural for the soul. But one who understands that these pains, they're part of life, they're meant to be there. So don't be surprised. And even when we join, when we become a devotee, we're not free from these things. These three miseries, they will carry on attacking us. But it's just that you have the tools how to shield yourself from these three miseries. And that's why a preacher, he has a good sadhana that's provide a mantle that gives a tolerance, a thick skin from the attack from Adibodhika, other living entities. I mean, we've been going out all month, myself and Dhananjaya Prabhu. We met so many people, many, many of them. Sometimes they swear at you, they say unpleasant things. I'm sure each one of you have met some nice gentlemen or ladies like that, that they offer you some nice flowery words, but you don't take seriously. You don't identify with it. Rather, if you are intelligent, then you understand that, yes, I deserve it. Whatever you say, sir. Sometimes I tell them. Or sometimes it's better not say anything, because more humble you are, and more they become agitated. So therefore, it's better to diffuse, be nice, make a nice, proactive, give a nice, merciful glance on them, and somehow or another let them see the book. At least they get purified by the picture on the book. Don't think that that is not Sankirtan. Some devotees think, you know, that the result is measured by the amount of books you give out. It's not like that. As soon as you go out and you are exposed in the street or door to door or wherever you go, then that's a Sankirtan. People, they get purified just by looking at you. Now, having a darshan of a pure devotee. All those who preach, they are pure devotees. It is not an exaggeration. There is a verse by Rupa Goswami. This is said actually by Rupa Goswami, not by myself. Jiva mukta sa uchate. That those who are not liberated, but if they are situated on the path of liberation with their activity of devotional service, they are considered to be already liberated, even though they are not liberated yet. And we are talking about devotees with anartha, devotees who are still under the process of purification. So it's all good. In Krishna consciousness, there is nothing bad. A neophyte devotee is as important as the Uttamadhikari. Relatively, there is no difference. Of course, there is a difference in understanding. But Krishna doesn't see any difference. He just sees one that is already showered, and another one is still in the process of showering himself. He don't say, "Oh, you're dirty." So it only takes time. It's a matter of time. That's why we have to respect and honor all those who are taking up Krishna consciousness and taking up this role of preaching, going out, and bring this message, the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the world. And he says, town to town. That is the best of all activities. It's a good activity, as he says here in the purport. And when we engage in something good, then we cannot be overcome by evil. Right? There is a verse in the Gita. Those who do good, they cannot be overcome by evil. I forgot the Sanskrit text. But it's very interesting, because that's the way you counteract all the effect of this Adiatmika, Adidevika, Adibhautika. Prabhupada says here, a Vaishnava is especially interested in para upakara, doing good to others. So, doing good to others, it's a very magnanimous act. We could do good to ourselves by self-realization, and that's good. Krishna likes that very much. The Guru is very pleased. That's something. It's better than being a karmi or being unfavorable towards those who are doing good to themselves. But doing more, it's better than something. If you do something, it's better than not do anything. But if you do more, it's better than doing something. So a preacher is actually doing more. And that is very, very pleasing to Krishna, very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, to the Acharya. Srila Prabhupada, you could see that he started the movement by holding books in his hands. He came to the West with unique possession. That's all he had, books and a few clothes, few. And he died with a book on his chest, right? You saw the film of Yadubara Prabhu, that the translation was still going on. What a great Bhishma Deva Prabhupada was. Now, you could see that the most the most precious possession of Srila Prabhupada was actually close to his heart. You saw the film that actually Srimad Bhagavatam was resting on the chest of Prabhupada and Pradyumna was his servant, was translating. So that is the closest object to Prabhupada. He spent years and years from the time he would get up in the morning, he would start to translate. That was his toy, just like a child that gets up in the morning and he has to play with his toys, otherwise he feels depressed. So Prabhupada was like that. You know, as soon as he would get up, he had to go and play, enjoy the translation. That, like Lord Chaitanya says here in this purport, not only he preached the cult of Krishna consciousness, but he also enjoyed it. So, this preaching activity, it may appear a little bit austere or painful uncomfortable in the beginning, but more you advance in Krishna consciousness, and more it becomes nectar. We have Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Iman Prana, they do a marathon year after year, actually. All year long they do a marathon. They visit people and distribute books to them. Why do they do that? Because they enjoy. You hardly see him in the office, yeah, doing managerial work. So, because the preaching, you see, we are always engaged in what we are, what we like to do the best. There are some people, you know, they spend a lot of time on music and playing, and because, you know, that's what they like. You can tell, you know, where your heart is by the activity that you perform, thinking, feeling, willing. If you always think of something, you feel that you want to do it, and then you'll end up doing it. So all of you devotees, you go out and preach and distribute books, make devotees. It's because you like it. Otherwise you'd be doing something else. Someone who is more attracted to the worship of the deities, so they're inclined to worship the deities. Some, they like to go on the front line and distribute the cult of Mahaprabhu, and that is where your heart is. It is a wonderful activity. It is very humbling. It will make the devotee very humble. It's not just that you do something good and you don't receive anything good. By doing that thing, then everything good will be supplied to you by Krishna. You'll become more knowledgeable, more tolerant, more humble, more fixed in your service. Sometimes we think of remuneration, what is the gift, what do I get in return? But actually Krishna gives us more and more of this service, the taste of doing more and more what we are doing. And he's keeping telling the gopis the same thing, just enjoy and be happy and satisfied in your service. Because service to God is higher than God himself. There is something that is subordinate to, and that's devotional service. And amongst all the service that we can render to the Supreme, preaching is the crown jewel of all the service, because you are helping others, not just yourself. It is not just service to God, but it's service to His children, the lost ones. So, it is a very magnanimous activity, and is very rewarding. So I just wanted to, we got 3 minutes, I wanted to say thank you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada for all those who went out, specifically the month of December. There are some devotees who have embraced this service for year after year. You have Rubin Prabhu, Pramanava, you have Sri Dham Prabhu, there are so many devotees. Why do they do it? Because they like it. They're enjoying it. And then you have devotees like superhero, like, you know, the Sankirtan leader, Bhaktivedanta Manor, even though he doesn't like me to mention his name, but everybody knows. He works very, very hard with university preaching during the year, and then his retreat. What is his retreat? Sometimes he just fills up the car with the books and he goes and he disappears for 1 week, 2 weeks, distributing books with a few other devotees. And then during the marathon he has to manage everything and all the parties, engage more than 500 people of the congregation in distributing the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, managing devotees, inspiring devotees, and it is very commendable. This is, it cannot be done without being empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you have devotees who do enormous endeavor, and result, they produce a lot of good result, a lot of books distributed, like Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu, who is not just 1 year show, but you could see year after year he excel. Many of you who go out and whatever you do, little, medium, big, that's all pleasing to Krishna. And the reward, there will not be the cookie that you get at the festival day. Don't be misled by that. It's not the path, just the path on the shoulder from the temple president or the few nice words, but there will be a much more classic, serious reward. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in this purport, that the anyone who takes this preaching activity very seriously, then there will be something very serious to be gained in return. It will not be overlooked by the Lord. So, but of course, even though we are encouraged year after year to do this service, I may say some kind words, some encouraging words. Devotees, they don't feel that they're flattered, because the service itself is very protective, because without humility you cannot do it, and that's therefore I think a little bit of praise should be there. Many of those devotees going to India, they wouldn't be around for the festival where we thank properly everybody. So thank you, Sutapa Prabhu, for that. And thank you from the side of the ladies. We have Guru Shakti. She came the first of the ladies in the yatra. Even though in the beginning she was feeling very insecure, a little bit. She didn't know how, if she could do it. She lost her job. And you could see, you know, that from the field of suffering, you know, the beautiful things that grow. And then you have Emma Ladini, that year after year she goes out every day. This is very nice, very inspiring to other ladies. And then you have, you know, from the lady, the snowball goes on, you know, rolling up. You have a Madhava deity also. She's been caught up in the net of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She did very well. And also we have a swan from the it was actually the top team of all the teams. We have divided the teams from the individual scores, and it's very first time that amongst 20 teams they came first. And then you have Bhakta Pradeep, that is such a humble soul, you know, without moving, he distributed so many books. What to speak about if he moves? I just saw him standing there every day, but somehow or another he distributed so many books, thousands of books. So thank you so much for doing that. And this is, of course, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. And I hope you will carry on this service because it's very much in demand. We're trying to recruit more and more book distributors. But you shouldn't be distracted from the daily service that you have, but if you have a spare time, you know, please go out and taste what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted when he came with his associates. And it's something that it cannot be, I cannot explain it to you. Even myself, I taste a little bit, little drop, but unless you do it, you cannot taste it. So if someone tried to describe you the taste of book distribution, then don't trust that person. It means he's trying to sell you something. Because the taste comes by you doing it. Nobody can explain to you. Isn't it, Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu? Am I correct? I think one should do it in order to experience this. Very individual. Isn't that, Shruti Prabhu? It's something that cannot be preached. It's the secret of happiness. And if you want to know that secret, that taste, book this, you know, many of us, Radha Sangha did it for many, many years. And without having that taste, you know, you can't do it. So thank you very much. We stop here and Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Bol.